కథను గుణవద్ విందేయం కల్పం. Nu is in a question with a doubt. When you ask a question with a doubt, then you use the avyaya nu. So he is asking Dashakumara Jaritam by Dandi. So kathanu gunavat kalatram vindeyam. How can I get a wife who has all the good qualities? Naturally, before marrying her, they want to verify, you know, they want to ask her that like that. Gunavati Bharya is a great asset, you know. You can come home. And Bharya is Gunavati. The man can come home. And Bharya is not Gunavati. He has no home to go. From office to another place he has to go, which is not a home. There is again conflict going on. So Gunavati Bharya is a great punya, it is. Mahabhagyam. People don't know its value. So that's why he is asking kathannu gunavat indeyam kalatram. How do I gain a wife who is gunavati? Then yat tat is also avyaya, very interesting. I did not know that. So yat is avyayam, tat is avyayam, not shabda. So obviously shabda pratirupakam avyayam. Yada chetanopi padai sprushtah prajvalati saviturina kantah tat tejasvi purushah parakrata nikrutin katham sahate. Very interesting verse. See, pada means a ray of light, is also pada. Now this suryakantamani, there is a mani called Suryakanta. That is the name, Suryakanta. Kanta is loving. It loves the sun. Therefore it is called Suryakanta. There is another mani, a gemstone, which is called Chandrakanta. It loves the moon. So it shines brilliantly in the moonlight. Whereas Suryakanta mani shines brilliantly. In fact, it vomits fire. That much it shines. That is the idea. So it throws out fire when sun's rays fall upon it. Okay? So that is the example. He says this inakantaha means Suryakantaha. Ina is Surya. So Suryakantaha, the gemstone Suryakanta. So padaihi sprushtaha achetanopi, it is lifeless. But padaihi sprushtaha, touched by pada, so pan, touched by pada. Touching by pada is an insult. Here pada is the pan, padaihi sprushtaha. So prasavati, prajvalati, it spits fire. Then touched by pada is rays. Pan, you have to take the pan. So it spits fire, prajvalati. Even a lifeless object is like that. Now you imagine a person with a lot of self-respect, etc., if he is kicked by pada, again pan. Now pada is the foot, not ray. If he is kicked by pada, will he keep quiet? No, he won't keep quiet. So yatu tat. If, yatu means if, tatu means so, if so, tejasvi purushaha, a very brilliant person, parakruta nikrutim katham sahate, how will he tolerate the insult done by another person? Even a lifeless object doesn't tolerate a kind of insult, padaihi sprushtaha. Like that. ഉണ്ടാക്കൽ. എത്ത് എണ്ണത്തത് ഇൻസിഡി യൂസേജ് സംസ് ഓൺലി യത് കൻ ബി യൂസ്ഡ് തത് യു ഹവ് ടു ഇമാജിൻ കിം ശേഷസ്യ ഭഗവ യഥാ നവപുഷിക്ഷ്മാം നക്ഷിപത്യേഷയത് യത് മുദ്രാരാക്ഷസമിതി. സോ യത് സോ യത് മീൻസ് വെൻ തത് തത് യു ഹവ് ടു ബ്രിങ് ഇൻ. ഓക്കെ ശേഷസ്യ വപുഷി ഭരവ്യഥാ നക്കിം യത് ക്ഷ്മാം എഷഹ നക്ഷിപതി സംതിങ് സം പുരാണിക് തിങ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഇൻ പുരാണ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് സെഡ് ശേഷ നാഗ ദ സർപ്പന്റ് കാൾഡ് ശേഷ carries the globe on its head. This is the Purana. Okay? So, they take it literally. That is the problem. The serpent is the geometric, the gravitational power. That is the meaning of it. But instead of knowing it that way, they take it really as a serpent with 1,000 hoods is carrying the earth on its heads. Now, this Seshaha, he is not throwing away the earth aside. He is not throwing away. How? Why? We are all standing there. If he has thrown away, then we will perish, all of us. He is not throwing away. Therefore, will you conclude that the Sesha doesn't have the pain of carrying such a huge load upon his heads? That is he is asking. Okay? So something else connected is there. Somebody is tolerating. That doesn't mean he is not suffering. That is the idea. Okay? So, yat eshaha kshmam nakshipati. Because this serpent, Sesha, is not throwing away the earth, so that means he doesn't have the suffering or the pain of carrying such a load on his head. Do you mean to say like that? So, it means, no. In spite of having the pain of carrying the load, he is not throwing it away, he is just bearing with it. So somebody else is doing a similar thing in the context of such a drama called Mudra Rakshasa.
Swami, a quick question on the serpent. Which aspect of serpent is looked at when connecting to gravitational force or any force?
Any shakti.
Serpent is shakti. Seen as a shakti.
Yeah.
Kundalini also same.
Kundalini is also Shakti. So much Shakti is there in the human body. So much power is there. Vijnana Shakti as well as Kriya Shakti, both are there. Mostly people waste it. They dissipate it. In meaningless pursuits, they dissipate it. Like for example, you hate somebody. How much Shakti is wasted? Then you talk unnecessarily from morning to evening, always talking. How much Shakti is wasted? If you keep silent, you conserve all that energy. That is the Kundalini. There is no other Kundalini. So we should not waste the energy like that. You have to conserve it. So when you conserve it, it takes you to higher levels of consciousness. Otherwise, we are caught in the base level of consciousness, where all raga and dvesha are experienced. Yadapi means yadyapi. So yat api, it is a single word you can take. It looks like a vibhakti, but it is not vibhakti. This avyayam, it means yadyapi. Vakraf pantha yadapi bhavataha. Yeah, I know this. Prasthitasyot പ്രസ്ഥിതസ്യോത്തരസ്യാം മേഘദൂതം. കാളിദാസ ഇത് പോയിട്ട് ഉജ്ജയിനി. നാവ് ദി മേഘ ദി ക്ലൗഡ് ഹാസ് ടു ട്രാവൽ ഫ്രം ദ വിന്ധ്യ മൗണ്ടൻ ആർ ചിത്രകൂട മൗണ്ടൻ ടു ഹിമാലയ. ദിസ് എ സ്ട്രൈറ്റ് ലൈൻ, ജസ്റ്റ് എ സ്ട്രൈറ്റ് ലൈൻ. ആൻഡ് ഉജ്ജയിനി ഇസ് ബൈ ദി സൈഡ്. It's a detour. Going to Ujjaini is a detour. But still, the yaksha says to the cloud, though going to Jaini is a detour, it is a side way, it is not in the main route, but still I would advise you to go one time to Jaini. Why? Because in Jaini, in the evening, all these young ladies, they come onto the balconies and they look up. When you come, they all will look up. And you can look back at them. You will be fulfilled by looking at all these wonderful young ladies of Ujjaini. So have that pleasure of visiting Ujjaini. And though it is a slight detour, then you go forward to Himalaya. That is what you do. Now you can see the Kalidasa in that, you know. He is a Ujjaini person, you know. So, vakrapantha yadapi bhavatah prasthitasyottarasyam prasthitasyottarasyam. Okay. So, uttarasyam prasthitasya bhavatah, as you are travelling towards the north, for you, yadapi means yadyapi panthah vakraha bhavati. The path becomes crooked, a detour. Still, I advise you to go to Ujjaini. I don't remember Ujjainyah. And then because there in the Valabhi, means in the balconies in the evening, when you come, they all will come out of the house to the balconies to look at you. So being looked at by all these wonderful people of Ujjaini is a great blessing. So have that blessing and then come back and move towards the north. Then te me. Okay. Te means to you. Me means to me. They are vibhakti pratirupaka
avyayas.
They are not to by. Te means by you. Me means by me. So obviously they are not shabdas, because if they are shabdas, te is chaturthi or shashti, me is chaturthi or shashti, but they are not shabdas, they are avyayas. In Bhagavatam, te and me are used 100 times in the meaning of tvaya and maya, by me and by you. In that meaning, te and me are used. Me nigadatam shrunu. You listen to that which is said to me. It is not to me, by me. Okay? So many times they are used. Both look like vibhakti. You see, I wrote me by me. By me. Me by me. I wrote. Somebody said, no, no, it is Shashti Vibhakti. I said, don't talk, keep quiet. Don't talk like that. You check your, you verify your situation before you come out like that. Don't I know that it is Shashti Vibhakti? So, may Shashti Vibhakti, even a kid knows, in our village, kids know that. So, you check your facts one more time. So it is not a vibhakti, it is avyayam. It means maya. Te means tvaya. Vibhakti pratirupakam avyayam. So, shrutam te vachanam tasya vamana vritti, it is. Te shrutam, tasya vachanam, te shrutam. His word, listened, not to you, by you. Tvaya shrutam ichartha. Okay? Then Vedanadhita iti nadhigatam pura me. Pura me nadhigatam. Pura maya nadhigatam. Earlier I did not known by me. But Vedanadhita iti, he is studying Veda. That point I did not know beforehand. Before earlier. It was known, it was not known to me earlier. In Sanskrit, in English it is used as a shashti only. Not known to me, which is not known is past participle. So what you should get, by me you should get. But to me you are getting, in English. There to me means by me ityartha. Similarly here in Sanskrit also, te means tvaya, me means maya. But they are not vibhaktis, they are avyayas. కదాపి మే శ్రుత. యా, సో ఎట్ ఎనీ టైమ్ ది వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ బిలా, హూస్ ఎవర్ ద బిలా ఇస్ ఎ జెంటిల్మన్, హిజ్ స్పీచ్ ఎట్ ఎనీ టైమ్ వాజ్ నాట్ హెర్డ్ బై మీ. మే శ్రుత మయా శ్రుత, శ్రుతంతే రాజశార్దూల శ్రుతం మే భరత. హే రాజశార్దూల త్వయా శ్రుతం, హే భరతర్షభ మయా శ్రుతం. రితి మే సుతేర్ మే ఆరవ్యయాస్. దెన్ వామన సూత్ర, తే మే శబ్దౌ నిపాతేషు. వామన సూత్రాస్ ఆర్ దేర్ అబౌట్ లిటరేచర్, దేర్ ఆర్ సూత్రాస్ బై వామన. వామన ఇస్ ఎ గ్రేట్ ఆథర్ ఇన్ పోయెటిక్స్, అలంకార శాస్త్ర. ఆల్సో దేర్ ఆర్ సూత్రాస్ రిటన్ బై వామన. వామన ఇస్ ది గ్రేట్ పోయెటిక్స్ మ్యాన్, అండ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది సూత్రాస్ ఈజ్ తే మే శబ్దౌ నిపాతేషు. తే మే, దీస్ టూ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ కౌంటెడ్ ఇన్ ది నిపాతాస్ ది సూత్ర. ఓకే, దెన్ మమా. సో మమా ఇజ్ ఆల్సో ఎన్ అవ్యయం. అన్లెస్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ అవ్యయ, యూ కెనాట్ మేక్ మమకార, బికాస్ కార ప్రత్యయం ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు ప్రథమా విభక్తి అహంకార. దేర్ అహం ఇజ్ ఆల్సో అవ్యయ అహంకార, బికాస్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు కమ్ టు ద ప్రాతిపదిక. కార ప్రత్యయ హ్యాస్ టు యాడ్ టు ది ప్రాతిపదిక. అహం ఇట్ కెనాట్ యాడ్ యాజ్ ప్రథమా ఏకవచనం, దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ అవ్యయం అహంకార. మమ ఇజ్ అవ్యయం మమకార. దెన్ త్వా ఇజ్ ఆల్సో దేర్, వాహకస్య భావ వాహకత్వం. వాహక ఇస్ ది ప్రాతిపదిక, ఫర్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు యాడ్ త్వం. దేవస్య భావ దేవత్వం, యూ హ్యావ్ టు యాడ్ త్వం ఫర్ ది ప్రాతిపదిక, నాట్ ఫర్ ది విభక్తి. వాహకస్య భావ దట్ స్యా షుడ్ గో, దెన్ ఓన్లీ త్వం విల్ కమ్. సపోజ్ మమ మమ త్వం, హౌ కెన్ యూ పుట్ మమత్వం? షష్ఠీ విభక్తి యూ కెనాట్ మేక్ ఇట్ మమత్వం, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ షష్ఠీ విభక్తి, ఇట్ ఈజ్ అవ్యయం. దెర్ఫోర్ అవ్యయ ఆల్సో ప్రాతిపదిక, అండ్ అవ్యయ ఇజ్ ఆల్సో పద. అవ్యయాదాప్ సుపహ సంథింగ్ లైక్ ద సూత్ర ఇస్ దేర్. దెర్ఫోర్ ఇన్ మమ దెర్ ఈస్ ది సుప్ అండ్ ఇట్ హెస్ కమ్ అండ్ ఇట్ హెస్ గమ్. So whether soup is there or not there, both ways it looks the same. So now mama is without soup, tvam you can add. So for that it must be an avyaya. That is avyaya. Mama tvam. Mama ka raha.
Is that by the tva talo, that sutra, which has tva and ta, like ta is added for ta, something like...
Yeah, that is the sutra. Then nirmamaha, nirmamo nirahankaraha. శ్రీకృష్ణ ఇంగిత సశాంతిమధిగచ్చతి విహాయ కామాన్య సర్వాన్ పుమాంశ్చరతి నిస్పృహ నిర్మమో నిరహంకార సశాంతిమధిగచ్చతి. ఓకే, దేర్ నిర్మమ దేర్ నిర్గత మమ యస్మాత్ సహ. దేర్ మమ కెనాట్ బి షష్ఠీ ఏకవచనం, ఇట్ ఈజ్ అవ్యయ. క్షుద్రోపి నూనం దిశకుమార సంభవ శరణం ప్రపన్నే మమత్వముచ్చైశిరసాం సతీవ. ఉచ్చైశిరసాం ఉచ్చైశిరసాం మమత్వం. సీ, సంబడి హ్యాస్ టేకన్ రిఫ్యూజ్ శరణాగత, హీ కేమ్ అండ్ టచ్ ది ఫీట్. శరణం ప్రపన్నే అండ్ హీజ్ క్షుద్రే, మీన్స్ వెరీ సింపుల్, వెరీ స్మాల్ గాయ్, నాట్ ఏ స్మాల్ గాయ్ మీన్స్ నాట్ ఇన్ ఏ సోషల్ స్టేటస్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్, బట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఏ వెరీ గ్రేట్ గాయ్, సమ్ యూస్లెస్ పర్సన్. హీ కేమ్ అండ్ టచ్ ది ఫీట్ అండ్ సెడ్ ఐ సరెండర్ మై సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ టు యూ. దెన్ సపోజ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ పర్సన్ మహాత్మ కమ్స్ అండ్ టచ్స్ ది ఫీట్ అండ్ సేస్ ఐ సరెండర్ మై సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ టు యూ. సతీ, సతి మీన్స్ విత్ రిఫరెన్స్ టు గుడ్ పర్సన్. సతి విషయే సత్పురుషే విషయే and Satpurusha, a good person comes and surrenders, the great people will show what? Mamatvam. Okay, I protect you, you are my person. That is the Mamatvam, they show. To the great person they say that. Not only to the great person, the same way they say the same thing, Mamatvam, to the very useless person also. Okay, you got it. So Kshudrepi Nunam Sharanam Prapanne Mamatvam Ucheshirasam. Ucheshirasam means those whose head is high. Head is high means great thinking they have. So Sativa. Therefore, Dilipa Maharaja is a great man. Kumara Sambhava, it is a Himavat Parvata, a great man. There are some Parni is also there. Ucheshirasam is a great thinking he has, great person. And the Pan Slesha is he has big high mountain peaks. That is the Pan. Kalidasa is one. So Slesha. So those who have very high thinking, they treat even a useless person comes and surrenders to them. They treat him as if he is a good person. Sativa. Generally when somebody surrenders, they don't point out his mistakes. Okay, chill. Whatever he has done. Now he has surrendered. So protect him. Mamatvam. Okay, you are my person. I will take care of it. There you see Kalidasa used the word Mamatvam. That Mama is not Shastriya Pavachana. It is Avyaya. మమేతి షష్ట్యంత ప్రతిరూపకో నిపాత ఇది వల్లభ వామ్ ఇస్ ద్వితీయ ద్వివచనం.
వల్లభ
ఇది ఆధార్.
ఇస్ దేర్ సమ్ టెక్స్ట్ లైక్ దట్?
అవును, ఐ పర్సన్
పర్సన్
ఆధార్. హీ రోట్ ఎ బుక్. సిమిలర్లీ ఇది మల్లినాథ. మల్లినాథ మీన్స్ హిస్ కామెంటరీ.
I was thinking whether it's something like what came earlier, Vamana Sutra. There is something like that.
Vamana. There is a book called Vamana Sutra. Like Patanjali Sutras, like then Vamana Sutras. They are the sutras connected to poetics, Alankara Shastra. Vamana Sutras are there. That is the sutra. Teme Shabdau Nipateshu is one of the sutras. Okay, Vam. Vam is again, it is a Tvam Yuvam Yuyam Tvam Tva Yuvam Vam. So that is Dvitiya Dvivachanam. But if it is used in Prathama sense, then it cannot be Shabda. It must be Avyayam. Okay, so it is Avyayam. Meaning is same, but Prathama sense, not Dvitiya sense. So how? Geye kena vinitau vam. Yeah. This is Raghuvamsha. Vam. Both of you. Their vam is yuvam. That is the meaning. Not the dvitiya vibhakti, prathama vibhakti meaning. Both of you. Therefore, it cannot be vibhakti anymore. It can only be vibhakti pratirupakam avyayam. Okay? Meaning is same. So both of you, Kena Vinetam, trained by whom? Gaye, in singing, both of you, trained by whom? This is Lava and Kusha. So, 15th chapter, you know, Lava and Kusha, they were asked, both of you, trained by whom? Like that. There, both of you is Prathama Vibhakti, not Dvitiya Vibhakti, but Vam is used. Means Vibhakti Pratirupakam, or Gaye. Means this same. Then Astu is a Lot Prathama Purusha Ekavachana. Asa Bhuvi, that is the Shabdhatu. Lot Prathama Purusha Ekavachana Astu. But it is not that. The Dhatu Pratirupakam Avyayam. It resembles a Dhatu, but it is Avyayam. So it means, it doesn't mean let it happen. It doesn't mean let it happen. It means I accept. Acceptance, astu. Evamastu ko nama doshaha. Evamastu. I accept it as such. Punama dosha, what is mistaken in it? Okay? Asto cheti vaktavyam iti vartikena rumam astum kataha. Astu karne wala. Very interesting. Astum karaha. Means for everything he says astu. He accepts everything.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay? So, it must be astukaraha. What is this astukaraha? So, vattikakara brought a makara into that by making an agama there. So, he made an agama and brought in makara and thereby he validated that usage. Astum karaha. So, astos cheti vaktavyam iti vartikena mum. So, mum ke. Vinajantyatpara. Astviti tinganta pratirupakam avyayam iti tatva bodhini. There, tatva bodhini is a commentary on Panini, on Siddhanta Kaushalya. Very, very high standard commentary. So in that commentary it is written, near this Vartika, Astoshcheti Vaktavyam, near that Vartika it is written, that Astu is the Avyayam. Dhatu Pratiru, I said Dhatu, but Tinganta. Tinganta is a better way of saying. Vyakarana people say like that. Dhatu doesn't, Dhatu means something else also. So Tinganta Pratirupakam Avyayam. Then astu also means as an avyaya, asuya, krodha. See, asuya is guneshu dosharopana. That is asuya, not jealousy. Jealousy is matsariya. So, asuya means guneshu dosharopana. So, the person is doing a good thing, but we point out the same good thing as the bad thing. That is asuya. There astu is used. Astu jnasyasi kalena sulpena ivana bhuyasa. You will come to know very soon. It will not take much time. Not long, very soon you will come to know. Let it be. Like that he is saying. Means he is threatening. Astu jnasyasi. Threatening. That astu is a. You will get it. You will get it. You will know it soon. Not long. Like that is threatening. There is anger and asuya. Guneshu dosharopanam is implied in that usage. Then third meaning, pida means dukkha, dukkham. Astu nama vidhurena vedhasa sadhurapyalam upadhi vedhruvam badhyate. Astu means dukkham. He says, the creator, who is a very cruel creator, he is causing suffering even for a good person. And sadhurapi, alam means enough. He is put to difficulties, lot of difficulties. By what? By upadhibhi, by all kinds of deceits. Even a good person is cheated in many, many ways, and he is put to a lot of suffering. All this by this creator who is very cruel. What a sad thing, alas. That is the astu. Okay? Dukkha. Then astu is nishedha, means reject it. Astu samna. Yeah. Sama is armistice. Coming to an agreement. That is called Sama. Sama, Dana, Dhaita, Danda, you know. Coming to agreement is Kama, is the Sama. So then he is telling, Astu Samna, that Tritiya Vritti will come. That is a different thing. Astu, whenever is there, Tritiya will come. Like that is a different thing. But Astu means no. So, no more agreement and all that. Let us go for a fight. That is Astu Samna. Now South Korea and North Korea are similar to life. So South Korea is telling Astu Samna, only will fight. America is involved. I don't know why. Why America is involved? Let them fight. They are brothers, they are fighting. It is the same Korea. If America comes out from here and China goes back from there, then both will merge. They are single Korea. These people fought there and divided. So the armistice, I mean ceasefire happened. When ceasefire happened, the American forces and the Chinese forces, they stopped at a particular line. That is the South Korea, North Korea. Germany was divided into two. Why? American forces and Russian forces stopped there. America came back, Russia came back, they united. In India that doesn't happen because of a religious problem. But Islam is involved. That's why it doesn't come back. Otherwise in Germany Islam is not involved. No religion is involved. Therefore they join. Same thing will happen to Korea also because all of this Islam is not there. These big powers should get out from there. Why America is involved? I don't understand. What America is doing? Some historic account must be there. I don't know. Really, I am surprised why America is involved. Obama was woken up at 3:30, as if New York happened, something in New York. He was woken up. What happened? North Korea has shelled South Korea. The South Korean president should wake up. Why Obama should wake up? I don't understand.
51% of arms, when you manufacture,
you are involved. So people who live by sword, so something like that. Nasti. Nasti means not there. It is vibhakti pratirupakam avyayam. Not vibhakti. Tinganta pratirupakam avyayam.
So it is not. Ting also is vibhakti only, right?
Subanta.
Suptinga vibhakti samyara.
Yeah, you can say vibhakti pratirupakam avyayam. Vibhakti itself is of two kinds. Subanta pratirupakam avyayam, tiganta pratirupakam avyayam. Both are vibhakti pratirupakam avyayam. Correct. Nasti. Tiganta pratirupakam avyayam. Nasti vadaha. Nastikaha. Nastikyam. In all there, right, is the avyaya. Nastikshira. Like astikshira gau. We have seen that earlier. Astikshira gau. Bahuvi samasa. Astikshiram yasyasa. Bahuvihi will not happen if asti is verb. It happens only if it is avyayam. Similarly, nastikshira. Then Panini Sutra also. Astinasti dishtam matihi. There, asti nasti. Both are avyayas. Asti da asti na dishtam asti iti matihi yasya saha astikaha kaprachaya kamsa nadi vurdhi. Dishtam is a daivam, I think. Daivam nasti iti matihi yasya saha nastikaha. See, in the world at all times there are astikas and there are nastikas. Padini is not going to worry about it, you know. He makes a sutra. Some people worry that there should not be nastikas. How can you demand like that?
But it clarifies one point, that astika, nastika, we explain by Veda and...
That is different.
But Veda being, talking about adrushta, you agree with adrushta, then you are astika. If you don't, then that's how it works?
No, that definition is a technical definition. Somebody made it. You see, how it came, I don't know the details, but what happened is they said, Astika Darshana, Samastika Darshana. Only in Darshana concept that definition is used.
Veda, accepting Veda. Not only
Darshana concept, yeah. Not outside.
Yeah, because I was extending it, if you accept Veda, it means, I mean, everything else that is other Pramana Gamyam, you can always accept or reject.
Mm.
But Veda, when it talks about this adrushta, which is difficult to reject, that when somebody rejects become Nastika and one,
yeah.
So that's how I
see in India Veda was accepted by the society entirely.
All the time.
All the time.
Till the
then some people they said we don't care for Veda. That is how that definition came in Darshana context. And all the darshanas are collected in certain books, like to Sarva Darshana Sangraha by Vidyarani Swami and all that. There in the context of darshanas, they made these divisions, like Astika Darshanas, Nastika Darshanas. There, Mimamsa and Sankhya are put into Astika Darshanas. Buddha and Jaina are put into Nastika Darshanas. How? Mimamsakas and Sankhyas, they don't accept Ishvara. Buddha and Jaina seem to accept Ishvara in some form. They accept Ishvara in some form. Buddha, but they are becoming Nastika.
Where
Charvakas are also Nastika. Charvaka is not a problem. But Buddha and Jaina become a problem.
Charvaka is a clear Nastika.
Clear Nastika, in every respect Nastika. Therefore, they gave a definition that Veda Pramanyam, whosoever accepts is Astika, like that. Panini did not give it. Only these Darshana people, they gave it, a technical definition. In the world, nobody cares for that definition. In the world, people accept this Astina, Astidishtam, Matihi. Whereas in the Darshanas, they say like that. Yena. It is again Subanta Pratirupakam Avyayam. So, Vetara. So, meaning is by what? Vetara Gera Mudaram Yena Muka Pikasyuhu. Give lot of words. Give lot of words. Mudaram Geram. Give a very majestic word. So that by that word, Mukha Pikasyu, the dumb people become cuckoos. Cuckoo or cuckoo?
Cuckoo.
Cuckoos. Mukha Pikasyu. Cuckoos. Okay? Mukha Pikasyu. They become cuckoos. Means they become very nice singers. They are dumb. Dumb people become. Dumb means they cannot speak. But now Pikasyu. Cuckoos they become. So you give them that powerful speech, Udaram Giram Vitara, give them. Yena, by which the dumb people become the cuckoos. Now, Yena, why do you say Avyayam? Because Yena you should not say, Yaya you should say, Giram is a Strilinga. So Yaya. Mukah Pikasyu. If you say that is the correct way. But he says Yena. Meaning is same as Yaya, but it should not be Yena. Yena is Pumlinga or Napumsakalinga, but you need Strilinga there. Therefore, it is a Vibhakti Pratirupakam Avyaya. Okay? That is how you have to understand it. Then Tena. By that. Again, avyayam. Aparadhoham atra bhavatsu nacha marshitaha tena tapye nitantam. Yeah. Aparadhoham atra bhavatsu. You are the revered ones and I committed a mistake against you. In your case, I made a mistake. Okay? Nacha marshitaha. So I did not have patience. Marsha is patience. I did not have patience. Tena tapye nitantam. By that I feel sorry very much. That is what he is saying. Okay? There tena means by that. By that means it is not tritiya. Because so tena nacha marshitaha. So, Marshitaha is Pumlingam. So, Tena is Pumlingam only. But there it is, Iskaran say, it is Avyayam. So it is not some example given from somewhere. It is avyaya. So tena tapye nitantam. Tena, why should it be avyaya? Why not tritiya ekavachanam? Aparadhohamatra bhavatsu nacha marshitaha. Tena tapye nitantam. Yeah, nacha marshitaha. So marshitaha is a pumlingam. Tena could be pumlingam. Yeah, it is not very clear that way. Like earlier, yena is very clear. It is not that clear. Let us see the second one. Yena data tena shlaghyaha. Yena data tena shlaghyaha. Because he is a philanthropist, therefore he is a very worthy person. Worth praise, deserving praise, shlaghyaha. So there, yena tena, it is not tritiya ekavachanam. It is not karanartha. What is there? Karanartha. By that meaning is not there. By that meaning is not there. Because therefore meanings are there. If it is a tritiya ekavachanam, you cannot get because therefore meanings. You only get by that meaning. But that by that meaning doesn't come there. Data, datrutvam, karana, that is not the connection there. Because he is data, therefore he is worth praise. There, by which he is data, by that, it is not like that. Therefore they are avyaya. Say, now you look at back, naja marshitaha, tena tapye nitantam. So there, tapye, I suffer. Tena is not the karana for suffering. Tena, if it is tritiya ekavachanam, that must be the karana because of which he is suffering. It is not that. It is by that I am suffering. No, that is not what he is saying. Because of that I am suffering. Because therefore I am suffering. That is what he is saying. Therefore I am suffering. Not by that I am suffering. Therefore I am suffering. Therefore.
Swamiji, just a quick question here. Tritiya sometimes used for karana also?
Heta tritiya is different. Yeah. Here you make it therefore. Therefore is not a hetu. Hetau tritiya is also used.
Like sukhena graman tejataha. Tejati.
There hetau tritiya. So
similar usage in English also we do by being, in this statement it can be by being a data. So we also use that kind of
use that way in English also. Here it is therefore it is not tritiya, it is abhiya. Because, yena, because, not tritiya, avyaya. Generally, hetau tritiya is used in certain cases, yeah. But here it is avyaya, for that reason. Akasmat.
Akasmat
means because of what? by which karanam? Hetau tritiya, the nimitta panchami. Because of the which cause? Akasmat. No cause. No kasmat. Therefore akasmat. No kasmat. Therefore akasmat. It cannot be shabdam, you know. It cannot be vibhakti and all that. Because no kasmat, akasmat, it is simply avyaya. Okay? It is vibhakti pratyupakam avyaya. So without any cause. No kasmat. That is akasmat. Means without any hint. Suddenly, that is the meaning. Ikshvaku vamshat prabhavaha katham tvam tyajeda kasmat patirarya vruttaha. Is it from Raghu Vamsha? So, Ikshvaku vamshat prabhavaha patihi. The king who is born in the family of Ikshvaku, clan of Ikshvaku, arya vruttaha, the king who has a very pure character and conduct, arya vruttaha. How can he give you up? How such a king give you up, can give you up? Means he cannot give up. Some context. And there, how can he give you up suddenly? Akasmat. Okay? Nakasmat chandili mata vikrinati telais. Tilan, okay. Shandili Mataha, Mataha, O mother, విక్రీనాతి తిలై స్థిలాన్ పంచతంత్ర షాండిలి షాండిలి ఐఎమ్ నాట్ గెటింగ్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. విక్రీనాతి మీన్స్ సెల్లింగ్, సెల్లింగ్ ది తిలా. తిలా ఇస్ వాట్? సిసమే సీడ్స్. సిసమే సీడ్స్ బై సిసమే సీడ్స్ తిలైహి తిలాన్ విక్రీనాతి. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ క్లియర్. ది పాయింట్ ఈజ్ అకస్మాత్ ఇస్ దేర్, అకస్మాత్ ఇస్ దేర్, సో సడన్లీ సమ్ మీనింగ్. దెన్ అకస్మాత్ భవః ఆకస్మికః కప్రత్యయ ఎట్సెట్రా ఇస్ ఎ యూసేజ్ ఆల్సో. దెన్ ప్రసహ్య, ప్రసహ్య మీన్స్ బలాత్కార, జబర్దస్తి, ఇట్ ఈస్ యూజ్డ్ క్వైట్ ఆఫెన్. ప్రసహ్యమణి ముద్ధరేతు మకర వక్త్రదౌష్ట్రాంతరాత్. ఇన్ నీతి శతకం ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ యూ కెనాట్ ఇంప్రెస్ ఎ ఫూల్. హౌ కెన్ యూ ఇంప్రెస్ ఎ ఫూల్? యూ కెనాట్ ఇంప్రెస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ డూ, యూ విల్ నాట్ బి ఇంప్రెస్. యూ కెనాట్ ఇంప్రెస్ ఎ ఫూల్. యూ కెన్ ప్లక్ దట్ జెమ్ స్టోన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది హుడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సర్పెంట్. That you can do, but you cannot impress a fool.
By more foolishness will try.
Yeah, that is the verse, okay? Makara vaktra daushtrantarata, not serpent. It's an alligator is there. Between its jaws, one gem is sitting. So you can push your hand inside and pick up that gem. All that you can do, but you cannot impress this fool. The meat is at home. There is a poem like that in Telugu. Tivirisumuna dailambudiyavatsu cheri murkhuni manambu rajjimparadu. That is the last. This is again Niti Shatakam only. Sanskrit Niti Shatakam, Telugu translation. So he says, Vediki kundeti kommu pattavatsu cheri murkhuni manambu rajjimparadu. One more line is there. It means you can somehow manage to extract oil from sand. Okay? You can even get hold of the horn of a rabbit. And one more thing is there like that. But you cannot impress or convince a fool. Cheri murkhuni manambu rajimpara. That is it. You see, they were asking so many questions about worldliness. Why not we make, why not have desires? Why not make wealth? Then I told, you see, we dispense here vairagya. We do not dispense worldliness here. You take it or get out. Get out means, I don't say get out. So we dispense vairagya. If you want worldliness, go to Donald Trump. He is conducting some seminars. Go there. You come to a Vedanta class, a yoga class, and you suggest such things. These are all new people, you know. So I wanted to shake up a little, and so I have done it.
Samaji, it has worked. I know somebody I talked to, first time exposed and shaken. There is something wrong here. Let me say. Which is required from you. Otherwise,
it is required. After 8 classes, you ask such a question. And so, anyway, they can ask any question. I wanted to shake up a bit, and so I have shaken up.
If not shaken, Swamiji, it gets absorbed.
You see, we are talking of vairagya. So, విషయ వితృష్ణ దృష్టానుశ్రవిత విషయ వితృష్ణ వైరాగ్యం. సో వై షుడ్ వీ నాట్ హ్యావ్ డిజైర్స్? అహే క్యా బాత్ హే, వాట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ యూ ఆస్కింగ్? సపోజ్ ది డాక్టర్ సేస్ యూ రిడ్యూస్ ఫ్యాట్, యూ వెదర్ యూ రిడ్యూస్ ఆర్ నాట్, యూ జస్ట్ నాట్ యువర్ హెడ్ అండ్ గో హోమ్. I'm not the doctor. Patanjali is the doctor, you know. I'm not telling about myself, Patanjali. So suppose you ask the doctor, how can we reduce the fat? We are accustomed to eating fat, suppose you say. Then what will the doctor say? So people are nuts, I tell you. Not these people, in general. Cheri murkhuni manambo ranjim paradu. Convince a murkha. Prasahya simuha kilatan chakarsha. So, this is Dilip Maharaja protecting the cow. That was the story. And so this is the lion. It jumped powerfully and dragged the cow. Prasahya chittani haranti chaur vittani haranti chauraha. The thieves forcibly steal the wealth. Prasahyakari, prasahyakaranam, doing forcibly, the one who acts forcibly. So all such usages come from the Savyaya, this Nipata.
Swamiji, this last example, you said cow. What is cow here? Chakarsha?
Tam.
Tam.
Tam is
not mentioned.
Tam, tam, tam is the cow.
The word tam, or it is avyaya?
Pranam.
And what is chakarsha?
Chakarsha is lit. Karsha. Krishi vilekhane or some such thing is there, karshati. Krishi vilekhane or something is there.
Dupla, is it?
Dupla. Karshati, chakarsha means to pull.
Dupla.
Yeah. Karshati, chakarsha, like that. Amhaya means avyayam. Vibhakti pratirupakam. Arjatutthi vibhakti, avyayam. It means shekhram. Tamo nirastam. Very beautiful verse from Raghuvamsha. You see, there is the sun who shines brilliantly. Before the arrival of the sun, Aruna comes. It's a Aruna, a character, Puranic character. But it only the Ushakala, the early morning horizon, which is ruddy. That's why it is called Aruna. First the horizon becomes ruddy in India, in a tropical place. Here also it happens like that, I suppose. And then the sun comes. So first comes Aruna, then comes the sun. The Aruna comes and removes all the darkness. And then sun comes and fills with light, something like that. Okay? So, and Aruna will remove the darkness quickly. Anhaya. In the meanwhile, Arunena Tamaha Naya Nerastam. By Aruna, the darkness is dispelled quickly. Okay? Annaya is Avyaya. Va is Iva. Va means Iva, Avyaya. Mani Voshtrasyalam Vete Priyau Vatsatarau Mama. This is from Mahabharata. From where I have had this vakya. Okay. Ushtrasya mani va mama priyau vatsatarau lambete. You see, the ushtrasya mani. Ushtra is the camel. Mani means, does it have two things hanging from the neck? No. Mani. Yeah, camel. There is mani. Dvivachanam. Mani, 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 manayaha. Dvivachanam. You know, that's why lambete priyau vatsaparau. This is Mahabharata, 12. Mani voshtrasya lambete. Mahabharata verses could be difficult sometimes. It is mani va. Va meaning iva.
Mani like. Mani mean.
Mani hi mani manayaha. Why not mani iva? Sandhi won't come. Because pragruhya sanjaya will come.
Idude tvivachanam.
Idude tvivachanam pragruhyam.
Sutta pragruhya
ajinityam. Therefore it is not mani plus iva, mani iva, savarna dirgha sandhi. It is not. If it is Iva, it should remain Iva. Mani, Iva only. But it is not there. It is just Va. Therefore, it is not Iva. Okay? Having understood that, then what is this Va? Avyayam. What is the meaning? Iva is the meaning. Okay? The rest of the verse and all that, don't bother. Context and all that. Mani, that's why you should not break it as Mani, Iva. Like that, you should not break. Because if it is Mani plus Iva, Sandhi won't happen. Mani, Va, like that you have to break. Meaning is Iva only.
Lambete is hanging?
Lambete, two things are hanging. Lambate, lambete, lambate. Two things, you know, Vyavachana. Samantat, from all sides. Samantat means from all sides. Again it is, looks like Panchami, but it is not Panchami. Vihutti Pratirupakam Avyayam. From all sides. So, Lelihyase Grasamanas Samantat. This is Gita, 11th Adhyaya. So, from all sides, grabbing and gulping, Grasamanaha, gulping from all sides, Lelihyase, you are enjoying the food. You are eating and enjoying the food, grabbing from all sides. Okay? That is the Vishwarupam, you know. Yeah. Kala Gurudahanamadhyagata Samantat Lokottaram Parimalam Prakati Karoti. Yeah. You see, Kala Guruhu means black Aguru. Aguru is the black Aguru. This is the agarbatti material. That is the fragrant material. It is put into the middle of the fire, dahanamadhyagataha. Then it is spreading all around, samantata. The very divine kind of fragrance, lokottaram, means beyond this world, out of this world. That kind of fragrance, it is spreading. It is not from this world, it is out of this world. Means very superior kind of fragrance, lokottara. There you have samantat prayoga. Then bhavatu means enough. It is not lot pradham vrsa ekavachana. Bhavatu means enough. Therefore it is tinganta pratirupakam avyayam. Nishedha. Enough means stop it. That is the meaning. Gotrena Pushkara Vattatkin Tvaya Gajjitaih Krutam Vidyutalam Bhavatvad Dhirhamsa Uchur Dvilam Ghanam. Hey Pushkara, let us see this verse. It doesn't straight away give the meaning to me, but let us see. Hey Pushkara Vatta, that is the name of the cloud. Oh big cloud, rain wearing cloud. Kintvaya Gajjitaih Krutam. What is the use of your thundering and all that? Stop it. Vidyuta alam bhavatu. So a lot of lightning. Stop it. Close it. Don't do it. Alam means adhikam vidyuta bhavatu. Let there not be a lot of lightning. Why? Hamsa uchur bilam ghanam. Adbhihi hamsaha uchuhu bilam ghanam. Hamsaha uchuhu. This is how the hamsas are saying, the swans were saying like that. Something else is there. There bhavatu is there. Bhavatu means stop it. Stop it, nishedha. Then balavat. Again, it is not pratipadika. Balavat pratipadika at napunsakalinga prathamayakavachanam. Balamasya astiti balavat chabdaha napunsakalinga balavat balavati balavanti. It is not that. The one which has lot of strength, that is not that. It is avyayam. So mevatti pratirupakam, suvanta pratirupakam avyayam. It means completely, balavat, completely, okay? Balavadapi sikshitanam atmanya pratyayam chetaha. This is Shakuntala, Kalidasa. See, Shikshitanamapi, though they are very well trained, Atmani Chetaha Pratyayam. The mind doesn't have that self-confidence. Balavat Pratyayam. Complete self-confidence the mind doesn't have. In spite of acquiring good training and all that, the mind doesn't get complete self-confidence. Some context. I don't know the context. Then Balavat means Purna Rupena. Punarvashitvat Balavan Nigrihya. This is from Kalidasa's Kumara Sambhava. So, Shiva and Parvati. Shiva is doing penance. Then Parvati came. Manmatha was waiting behind the bush. Parvati came. She offered a garland of flowers to Shiva. She was waiting there. Then Shiva, he came out of the samadhi. His samadhi was disturbed because there was a wind coming and touching the body very softly, and there was a wonderful fragrance, etc., hitting the nostrils. So some change in the atmosphere. The vasanta has come. The cuckoos are making noise. Noise, not noise, very sweet sounds. And so he was disturbed. This is how sense pressures disturb each chakra. Okay? You are the Shiva. And then he opened the eyes. And then saw Parvati. She was coming and serving him regularly. So she did namaskaram and offered the flowers. About to offer. Then Manmatha released the arrow. This is how the story goes. And Shiva was disturbed. He was moved by the occasion. His mind was disturbed. But Vashitvahat, because he is a Vashi. Vashi, you know? Vashi, like that in Gita also comes Vashi. Vashitvahat, because he is a Vashi. Punaha Balavat Nigrahya. He has held back the mind. That is Manonigraha, no? Nigrahya. He held back the mind forcibly, Balavat. Not forcibly. Balavat means completely, Purna Rupena. That is the verse. Something else, okay? Tadapi.
Tadapi.
Tadapi means then also. Then also, in that context also, it is avyayam, a single word, avyayam, okay? Tat is not a vibhakti, it is vibhakti pratirupakam, avyayam. Tadapi tava gunanamisha paranayati. This is Shiva Mahimna Stotra, by Pushpatantacharya. Hey Shiva, even then, he or she cannot reach the end of your gunas, your great qualities. It must be something like Saraswati Devi, with all her effort, tries to describe your gunas for a number of years, yet she cannot reach the end of your gunas, something like that. Okay? Tadapi, even then. Yasmat.
Yes,
so, because. Yasmat means because. You see, from which cause, if you say that is the vibhakti, because, if you say it is avyaya, okay? Because, from which cause, that from if you put, then it becomes vibhakti. If you don't put from, and simply say because, then it is avyaya. Avajanasi mam yasmadataste na bhavishyati. Matrasuti manaradhyatrajetitvam shashapasa. Dilip Maharaja was returning. This is from Raghuvamsham. Dilip Maharaja was returning from heaven to earth in a chariot. He used to go to heaven occasionally, visit Indra and come back. He was coming out. Coming out of heaven to earth, he is coming. While coming, he crossed the city of Amaravati, that is Indra's city, came to the suburbs. There the cow is there. That it is Surabhi, the divine cow, the celestial cow. And he is supposed to pay respects to the cow and then move forward. But he ignored the cow. And so he came out. Then the cow gave him Shapa. You have ignored me, therefore, without worshipping my offspring in the Bhuloka, you will not get children. That is the Shapa it gave. That is the story. Okay? Now you look at it. Mam avajanasi. Yasmat, because Mam avajanasi. You are ignoring me, insulting me. Ataha, therefore, tena bhavishyati. To you it will not come. What? Praja. Praja na bhavishyati. Praja means offspring will not come. Mat prasutim anaradhya. Without worshipping my offspring, you will not get offspring. Iti sasya shapa. That is how that Surabhi has cursed Twam you. Vasishtha is telling to Dilipa Maharaja. That's why you don't have children. That is how it is going. Hari Om Tatsat. Anyway, later Dilipa Maharaja worships the cow and he gets the children. So let us conclude on that. Hari Om Tatsat. Shri Krishna.
One of these Raghuvamsham works, Akasmat, this Kalidasa is after this Uttara Ramayana Kara? Kalidasa includes just.
Kalidasa is later. Ramayana was very earlier. Yeah, I think it is after Uttara Ramayana.
Because this is probably from that, right? Sita,
yeah.
Sita has, is being assured that he will not leave you, being from Ishwaku clan.
Yeah. No.
Is that context here?
I think so. Yeah, you got it correctly.
So Raghuvamsham includes the Uttaramayana, the Lava Kusha, everything.
Yeah.